Taoiseach Micheál Martin is among 44 leaders attending the first meeting of a new political club of European nations. Leaders are discussing energy, migration and security with a focus on the war in Ukraine. On his way into the meeting this lunchtime, French President Emmanuel Macron said he wants to improve European electricity interconnections and to lower gas prices across the continent. Speaking from Prague, Micheál Martin said the meeting would focus on the global energy crisis and support for Ukraine.
The very fact that up to 44 member countries have agreed to join this and will be part of this meeting today is a very strong expression of support for Ukraine from the entire European continent, not just the European Union. So I think that in and of itself is significant. But I think energy, the cost of living, these will be the big issues of the day.
Mr. Martin also told reporters that there was good faith on all sides as today's EU-UK negotiations on the Northern Ireland Protocol restart.
A window of opportunity is there. There are many different confidence measures that can be decided upon by the various parties to these talks at any given stage. But I think fundamentally, if the will is there, I've always said this, if the will is there, issues can be resolved. So I don't really want to comment any further other than to say that, there's a process in place. I think we should create space to allow people to work out a resolution of this.
Taoiseach speaking in Prague today. Well, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is in the Czech capital. Tony, you've covered countless EU summits. This is something quite different.
That's right, Brian. And it's really hard to say what's going to emerge from this gathering. On the one hand, this is a big achievement for Emmanuel Macron to get 44 leaders into the Czech capital for this meeting and their delegations. But at the same time, there isn't going to be a statement issued at the end. There isn't going to be a communique. This is not an institutional setup where there are rules and there are rewards and there is compliance and all of that. It's probably closer to the G7 in terms of the formal nature of it, but the G7 is a fairly powerful organization and has a track record. So I think while people will be prepared to give this meeting the benefit of the doubt, I'm sure there are those wondering how this will unfold. They're looking at perhaps two meetings a year. The next one would be in a non-EU country, perhaps Moldova. But again, what it achieves, apart from leaders talking to each other about these issues, that remains to be seen.
And what about the attendance of British Prime Minister Liz Truss, particularly what it might mean for those resumed EU-UK Northern Ireland Brexit Protocol negotiations?
I think that's a key talking point at this summit. When Emmanuel Macron raised this idea at a speech in Strasbourg in May, Boris Johnson, the British leader at the time, was quite dismissive of it. It took Liz Truss some time to accept the invitation, but when she did, she seemed to accept it fairly enthusiastically. And the statement from the UK government last night said that she would take a leading role at this meeting. This is the first real engagement of a British Prime Minister at EU level, or at European level, I should say, since the Brexit process. Since the withdrawal agreement was concluded, and that is a significant moment. She's going to be meeting Emmanuel Macron this afternoon in a bilateral. She's also meeting the Dutch Prime Minister, and those will be important encounters. And, of course, her posture in terms of the Northern Ireland Protocol negotiations will be fairly prominent in those discussions.
Looking ahead to tomorrow's separate EU summit, Tony, and particularly in relation to trying to develop a common EU position on the energy crisis and gas supply and gas prices, we had Ireland's Minister Eamon Ryan saying that he still believed that a common EU position was possible, but the Germans have gone it alone in recent days and weeks with their own plan to try to protect their consumers and their industry. Just how far apart are EU nations?
That has been another talking point today. Quite a few leaders arriving in Prague were effectively complaining about Germany going it alone with this €200 billion package to cushion consumers and businesses, and that this was not really European solidarity at work. And that has taken some of the gloss off this meeting. Now, some of that is political, I think, for some member states, especially Poland, is in a bit of a dispute with Germany at the moment over World War II reparations. But there is a concern that if you start to unravel the solidarity principle with different member states going it alone in terms of how they cushion their consumers, then that plays into Vladimir Putin's hands. But what they hope to get into discussion about tomorrow at this informal EU summit is the question of a price cap on Russian gas and a price cap on all imports of gas from outside the EU as a way to try and lower the price of gas, because that is really what's pushing up electricity prices. Mm. There hasn't been a great amount of consensus on that yet, but the European Commission has proposed new measures to try and have some kind of cap on Russian gas that is piped in, and to distinguish that from liquefied natural gas, which comes in by ship.
Very good. Tony Connolly in Prague. Thank you for that.